will never be able to visualize in Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Because every time we say Kiddush Hashem, Bishas Hashmat, an artist in Misaneh, he has to be Misanevish himself. Let us say, Pukach Neveh Shem Yideichet. That's the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Masha'inke, when there is a Tzolas Klal Yisrael, so that is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So that's why Pesach says, like this. ופרק מצא סוויץ לפורק אבי יויר בכניסה עם המעבירה ומשנה תיבוס את ראשון ואת הרדיקים שמזומר ומשנה קרקעים אמר יסור So, we should also report because the Makshin also knew that in so far as the self of the Sinop is concerned, so the Pekuach Nefesh of so many human beings was Deichad in himself as Sinop. But the Gemara Kashi is, why does Deo Mishabeach Yoel, after all, she disregarded the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be Meisa Nevesh himself, to be Meisa Nevesh himself. So, why did she suggest loose? So, that's no kasha, because true that Pikuach Nevesh of one Jew and then even of 1,000 Jews will not be there in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem if for some reason there is a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. So he has to disregard the Pekuach Nefesh of one Jew or 1,000 Jews. But when it's a question of Atzolas Klal Yisrael, so that is there in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the Gemara's kasha was, why does Beiro Mishabeach? So the Gemara said, what misani ma'beire, lomo mishabcha akosu, minoshim beil tevoiroch, So the Gemara is a teretz that the Bosem shall be showing Ro Eitzel Tzadik. So in other words, we see that Teitzes applies the Svora of Karkailom on two levels. First, it's on the level of Pekuach Nefesh, so there, it doesn't make any difference whether she does a ma'aseh or she doesn't do a ma'aseh, as long as in the ma'aseh aveira itself, in the isa of arayas itself, she is a shevor ta'aseh. So mele pekuach nefesh is teiche, but then there is the problem of kiddush Hashem. So they are only when she's an honest gomor. So then we can say kata'ero. So, but if she has to do a ma'aseh, so then we cannot say kata'ero. So, in respect to the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, we couldn't apply the svore of Karkeilom and Gabi Yoel. Because after all, she wasn't an honest gongo. She wasn't an honest gongo because he didn't try to force her. On the contrary, she enticed him. So in Mele, we couldn't apply the svore of Karkeilom on the level of honest gongo. So this is what Teisve says in Yivomis Dach Kukimu. First, Teisve says in Yivomis Dach Kukimu that Gimoras Kashi couldn't be working Sangim Avere. Because Avere, how was she even on the Isra of Arayas? Because she was a Kakeiro. So the Isra of Arayas was Nitre. And even though she enticed him, but in the Maisa Avere of Arayas, she was a Sheval Taise. She enticed him, but in the Avere of the Arayas, she was a Sheval Taise. So the male of the Avere of Arayas was Nitre in the Pekuach Nefesh. But then the question is, apart from the Isra of Arayas, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, she should not be allowed to submit to Sisro, to snooze. And we cannot say the same svara that the Gemara mentions with Gabi Esther. Because the Gabi Esther, as Miri says, if she refused to go, then she would have been carried. So the male, she was an honest gomo. So Esther was an honest gomo. But Yoel was not an honest gomo. So we couldn't apply the svara of Karkeilom with Gabi Yoel on an onus gomo level. With Gabi Esther, we can apply this svara of onus gomo, because every time Achashverosh called her, so even if she refused to walk, she would have been carried. So, in other words, if she had remained passive, she would also have committed the aveir of znus. So, the only alternative left for Esther was to fight back. So that she was not Yechuyeves to do. So she was an Onus Gomo, Anus of Mumo. Masha'inki with Gabi Yoel, she enticed Sisro. So Memele, so she was not an Onus Gomo, Yoel. So So why Dvoro, why is Dvoro Mishabecha? And the reason is why she did it was because even though, if not for Atzoras Klal Yisrael, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, she wouldn't be allowed to do it, even to save the human life, but because the Klal Yisrael, the lives of Klal Yisrael were at stake, so the Mele Atzoras Klal Yisrael is Deiche. Atzoras Klal Yisrael is Deiche. Atzoras Klal Yisrael is Deiche the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But why does the Pesuk Mishabech? So, because the Pesuk shall be showing Roetz of Sadiq. Now, Teisa Shike in Sanhedrin, all of Hakosu Veimea. So, that it means the Pesuk, the Rabbi Meishik Noveh. So, the question is, in other words, the Pesuk is Mishabech. The motive of Ari. But it's Yoy Lo Yaveh. So, apparently, Teisa in Abinizore agrees with the Balamoya Shike. The Balamoya Shiki is that the Yisrael of that Enes of Pivach Nefesh is Deche the Yisrael of Avizore. And the reason is why Avizore is Yoy Vayavir is because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Since it's because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so if it's a question of Atzoras Klal Yisrael, so Atzoras Klal Yisrael is Deche the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So that's why this is Avizore explains the Gemara all of Akos of Eilea that the Pesuk Alarim Nemar, that the Pesuk of Rabbi Meishik Rovin has reference to.
Yud Ches and Ksuvos, Beis Cheshvan, Heitav Shemim, Beis, October 30th, 1981, on Friday.
Teisves. On one hand, Teisves says that the Pirik Mrs. Chwitze, the Pore Gabiyoi, Vokom Yisanyim Averet, ומשנה תיבושת של רישויים בוי צועדיקי. אילו בוזו אמו, ולמשנה כעקרוי לא מויזו. בשביל דהוס המליפורי חמי ומוסר עצמו. ואם לא יורוי תהול יורוי בוי צלע המיסו. דעד הרב בהו יצור ראשית לשמרי. אלו הוח הפרושי, במסן עם האוויר לא ממשב חעקוסו, מנושים דהי על תבוי לך. So from this basis it's משמע that the time of Karkailom did not apply to you. Then, but Teisves in Yevomis Daf Kuf Gimel, so first Teisves says that the Gemara's Kashe was not, the Gemara's Kashe, Teisves says the Kashe, why does the Gemara say, Gabi Yoyel Vokom Nisanyem Avera? So, the Gemara's Kashe was not because it has to be, does anyone have here Gemara Yevomis and also Gemara Nosia?
Nosia.
All right? Thank you. Oh, the commissary Marele, regularly named out the poor Hamayo Mosho, Atmo, Sharakake Elomi, Kilikoma Gabieste. So in other words, so Teisves at first says that the reason is why Yoel was not mechuyev to be Nisanevesh Asal was because she was Karkeilom. So that means that the svore of Karkeilom applies to Yoel too. Then Teisves said, so it's contrary to what Teisves says here in Suez, but then Teisves in Yevome says, Ve'eid, ki hu lo hoyo me'anso, ve'adara ve'ishit alte b'dvorim la'achriye, lo vi'o leo, ki nilhatish keich la'atzel Yisrael. So that's exactly the same thing that he says here in Suez. So it's a stirum in the obey. Unless we are going to explain the thesis, so assuming that he did force her, so then there is no cash. Then the thesis says, Sisro didn't even try to force her. But that's strange. I mean, if the thesis is that Sisro didn't try to force her, and that appears from the psukim and shaykhim, that he didn't write for us. On the contrary, she enticed him. So why should Teisves say something to explaining if the facts had been not what they were? I mean, that doesn't make sense. And there is a Teisves in Hosea. Wo mi sanje ma vere, vi nei in ame do vi kosher lo. Te o et voi tave, ki dam vi non shima pio il pensiero meire, de este kaka rilo mo iso. Mi komo ki mo mi shab hakos. So here in Ozia, Tisi just mentions the first lotion in the bonus. So what is it? I mean, first of all, it's not mistaber that Tisi said this sofi. As to the facts, overtaking Yoel, in other words, whether he forced her or she enticed him. It appears from the psukim, I mean, that he didn't try to force her. And then, how the child of Teisves should say first, and then he says, so he said, now I mentioned the Balamoya Shite. The Balamoya Shite is that even Barayas and Abelizor, if the Anos is Mishavla Lois Atzmei, so the even a Nish is not Mechuyev to be Mishalechesh himself. Even a Nish is not Mechuyev to be Mishalechesh himself. If the Anos is Mishavla Lois Atzmei. Only when he's Mishavla Abia. So in other words, what is the Shikun Bar Moir? And the Miri mentions that Chite, and at the end, he appears to adopt the Chit of the Bar Moir. So, what is the sheet of the Lamoya? In other words, most Rishayim hold that the three Averes, so Enes of Piglach Nefesh is not even there. The Lamoya sheet is not. Just as Enes of Piglach Nefesh is there. Other Averes is there in itself, Abdizore, and Arias as well, even the Gandish. But the reason is why Abdizore and Arias. He's mechuyev to the mitzvah nefesh. That's because of the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. But in regard to other averes, so even if the anus is mischav lavire, the mechayev of kiddush Hashem is only if it's mifares. So there is no union of kiddush Hashem b'tzine. Even if the anus is mischav lavire, mashen ki in regard to avizor and arayes, so there is a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem even b'tzine. As long as the Anos is Mishavla here. But if the Anos is Mishavla and Satsme, then there is no Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem, even Babel Yisor and Arayis. You are right. But the Enes of Piglach Nefesh is Deyche, the Yisar Arayis. Even the Yisar Arayis of the Ish. And is Deyche the Yisar of Babel Yisor, of the Yisar of Babel Yisor. So that's the Shita of the Barmoy. So Memele, even according to Teisves, Teisves Shite is, now, I mentioned that there are two pshat in Rishayim, in Kakeilom. One pshat in Kakeilom, the usual pshat is that it is Svore in Piklach Nefesh. In other words, we have a hekesh between Ritzich and Arayis, just as by Ritzich, so Piklach Nefesh is not the Hekesh Ritzich, so Piklach Nefesh is not the Hekesh Arayis. So Teisa says, so it has to be do you the Ritzich. And by Ritziche, suppose the Anos tells Rumen, I am going to pick you up and throw you on the Tinnik and kill the Tinnik. And if you fight me, so then I'll kill you. So then Teisa says, he's not the Chuyev to be Misalefesh himself for saving the life of the Tinnik, because after all he doesn't do anything. He just passed. The only way to stop the Anus from killing the Tinnik is by fighting back. But if he remains passive and he acts like a stone without any opposition, so then he'll remain alive. So the only way to save the life of the Tinnik would be by fighting back. So here we say that my cousin is in the opposite direction. Why should we say, my cousins, that your life is more precious than the life of the teenage, Maybe the life of the Tinnik is as precious as your life. So he can answer, if we tell him that, he can answer, true, my life is not more precious than the life of the Tinnik, but similarly, the life of the Tinnik is not any more precious than my life, so why should I take the initiative and fight back in order to save the Tinnik at the expense of killing myself? So by Mitzichah, if the Mitzichah is a Sheva Taiseh, so then there is no Yor Goyadeh. So that means that insofar as Mitzichah is concerned, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicher Mitzichah Bikum Vaseh, but Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher Mitzichah B'Sheva Taiseh. Now I mentioned Reb Chaim's Kasha against Teitzvah is by Mitzichah, so he's only stone, so he doesn't even involve any Yisra Mitzichah. Mashenkim Arayes, she is Eva Yisra Arayes just as the man is Eva Yisra Arayes. So I said, no, Teitzvah Shite apparently is that even though the Mitzichah Meyadayim is committed by the one who throws this Jew upon the Tinnik, but the problem is, in other words, since he can stop it and not let himself be used as a stone in killing the Tinnik, so the Mele, he is B'Sheva Al-Taisin in a passive way. He is Eber the Lisirtzoch in a passive way. B'Sheva Al-Taisin. Because he's a grab. He's a grab. Of course, he couldn't be Chayav Nisei, even if he'll do it, but say, suppose the Amos will tell Rubei, let's have fun. I'll pick you up. You don't have to do anything. I'll pick you up. I'll throw you up on a Tinnik. On a Tinnik. And he's not going to kill me. So, and he lets himself be used as a stone. So then, Bertzene. So then he'll still not be Chayav Nisei. The Anos will be Chayav, the one who throws will be Chayav Nisei. Because he does the Mitzichah Yadayim, but he'll be Chayav Nisei Mishamayim, as a form of Mitzichah. So that's Teisa Shite. So Teisa says, since the whole din of Yoreh Goyadeh by Arayas is deduced from Mitzichah, the Hekesh, so Memele, and just as by Mitzichah, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicha Deisa Mitzichah Mikum Vasei, but Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Deisa Mitzichah B'Sheva Al-Taiseh, so Memele Ba'arayis, the same thing, that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicha Deisa Arayis of the Ish, where it is Mikum Vasei, but it's Deicha Deisa Arayis of the Ish, where it is B'Sheva Al-Taiseh. That's one Pshat. Then the other Pshat by the Shein is that we only apply the Svor of Karka Eilom. We only apply the Svor of Karka Eilom if the Anos is going to do it anyway, without any action being taken by the woman. That's the Shita Medir. He's going to take it, in other words, the Medir says, Hoyomulichim is. But it doesn't mean that every time she Achashverosh called her, so they led her in a carriage, in a vehicle. I mean, it's not Nistaba. But what the Medir means, I'll call her, Hoyomulichim says so. Suppose Esther had said, I don't want to go. So then Achashverosh would have told his servants to carry her to him. So Mimele, that means, what was her alternative? To fight back, to protest and to scream at Achashverosh. Then she would have avoided the Isa of Arias, the Zeus. She would have avoided. But then he would have killed her, so he would have done to her what he did to Vashti. Had she protested. But in other words, so that means that, so it is, but if, let's say, the Anos will tell the Isha, now, if you don't want to be Mizane, so then I will not force you. But I'll kill you. And if she's given the alternative, so then she's not going, she has to take the initiative. She has to go to him. And if she will not go to him, then she will not be forced. So then the Miri says, it's your goyav. So when do we say that the Karka Eilom, according to the Miri, only when her alternative is to fight back. But if she'll remain passive, he will force her anyway. He'll force her anyway. So the Mele, then she's allowed to submit. But if she has to do some action in order to submit to this news, then she is mechuyeves to be misanefesh herself. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Miri? So in other words, that so Kakeilom is not a svori in Pikuach Nefesh in Mechaibim, but Kakeilom is a svori in onus. In other words, there are two kinds of onus. There is one kind of onus where he has a divinus, and there is another kind of onus like Nara Morosov, who was raped. Eila Naro, Chayt Mishpat Moves, Yashayog Mishal Retzuch, Uritzoch, Kayog Mishal Reyu Uritzoch. So the Sifri learns out from that posik, Chayt Moves, that she is not even Luchyevus he called. Why? Because that's an onus gom. An onus gom of my Havel Lenevah. So let's say, if somebody, the Amos, tells Reuven, you kill Shimon. If you're not going to kill Shimon, I'll kill you. And Reuven. So Reuven is mechuyev to Mesa Nefesh. Suppose he's not Mesa Nefesh himself, so the Rambam says he's potter of Mesa, because he has a din onus. But an onus gomo is not. How can we say he's an onus gomo? Just because he killed Shimon in order to save his life. And what's about Shimon's life? Isn't that as precious as his life? So, this kind of anonymous is certainly a chaytay, he's a chaytay, and he has to do tshuve, but he is still part of Nisa, he has a dinonus. Mashinki Nara Moroso, who was raped, she's not in the chetas. It's not her act as a voluntary agent, it's her act as a mechanical act, that is done all the time by inanimate things. So the melee, where is Kakeiro? I guess where she would be led to Achashverosh. Even if she refused to go, she would be carried. But her only alternative would be to fight back, to insult him, to abuse him. I mean, the way Vashti did. So then he would kill her. So that does not negate the character of Onus Gomo, in other words. If, let's say, Yeritzeyak is, if Reuven is forced by the Amos to kill Shimon, otherwise he'll be killed. So he still has a din of onus. He's potter of onus. But an onus gomo he isn't, because he has a prira chopshis to let himself be killed. There he does a maise. Mashein came with Gabi Isha, where she would be carried anyway. And the only way of preventing this news would be by fighting back. So that's like the alternative of killing yourself. So, let's say some Rishayim explain the Gemara, Tzluyis Masron Avshaye. Tzluyis Masron Avshaye. And it seems from the Gemara that all the Din, they didn't have to be Mesa Nefesh himself. So the question is, why didn't they have to be Mesa Nefesh himself? So some Rishayim say, because Bia Sakra. Some Rishayim say, that's the Israelis because Kakeiro. But the Shite mentions, the Shite. That's a certain Rishayim. Shema Shite Nishon. So he says, that in Rename, the every woman was mechuyeves to let herself be killed, even though it's kakeilom, because kakeilom is only shayach ligabei avshor averes, where is the paresia, but not ligabei arayis. But the more it says here that the tznuyes were not mechuyev to be mesa nefesh themselves, so he says the reason is why the tznuyes acted contrary to the din, because here the headman didn't ask her. The headman was a good, and he raped the psulo that was Mrs. Bilby. He didn't ask her any questions, but the tznuyes, when they saw that the headman is approaching, trying to rape her, so they killed themselves, they committed suicide in order to prevent the rape. So that there is no halacha of Mesiras Nefesh of killing oneself. The halacha of Mesiras Nefesh is only to let yourself be killed, but not to kill yourself. So that's why the Gemara says, "Leviv Rishul Dini Shore." Let the Chachamim tell the Tznuyes that they should, they don't have to do to kill themselves. And if the hangman unfortunately rapes her and doesn't give me her the choice of letting yourself be killed, so then she's certainly an anusik mure, and it's not shayach. I mean, there it's not shayach to say that she's not an anusik mure. That's the best example of an anusik mure, when he doesn't even give her the choice. He doesn't even give her the choice. So the shita of the Miri is in the case where the anus would force her anyway, and she would be carried balkot, And the only way to prevent is by screaming, by protesting, by fighting back. So that's like being able to prevent the anus by killing yourself. That does not negate the character of Ines Gomor. So what difference does it make whether she has to kill herself in order to prevent the anus, or she has to scream and pinch it and fight back in order to prevent the anus? So it doesn't prevent the character of Ines Gomor. So according to the Miri, Karkaelo is a Svore in Ines Gomor. According to Tesis, Karkaelo is a Svore in Pibachnerish. So the Mele, Tesis Shite, in Ksuves, and in Vomes, and in Nozia, we see that there is a stir in Tesis. On one hand, Tesis says that the reason is why Yoel was not Nobiyevis to be Nobiyevis herself is because of Karkaelom. Then Tesis says no, not because Karkaelom. Karkaelom is not Chayach, because there Yoel enticed him. He didn't rape her. So it's a stir in Yobel. The answer is Tesis considers the score of Karkaelom on two levels. On the level of Pikuach Nefesh and on the level of Onus Gom. So because there are two questions involved in regard to Miseras Nefesh for our eyes. We see that the Balamoya Shita is that the Ines of Pikuach Nefesh is Deiched in Miseras for our eyes. Even Gamish. And that's why he says, if the Amos is Mishavo, Mishavi, Lano Esatzmei, let's say if a Yevedes Kehobi would force a Jew that he should be born upon her, the way Eishes Petipa forced Yeis Matzadi. So then the Lamoya says that Al-Pidin, he is not Mechuyev. Al-Pidin, he is not Mechuyev to be Mesonefesh himself. And Yeis Matzadi, so was Mesonefesh himself, even though Eishes Petipa was Mishavenes, Lano Esatzmo, so that was Lechidish Yerazadi. But Yeis Matzadi was not Mechuyev to be Mesonefesh himself, according to Balamoya. In other words, so we see that according to Balamoya, the anus of Pikuach Nefesh, just as it is Deiche, Chil Shabbos, and other Aveiras, is Deiche the Yisrach HaRayis too. But if the Anos is Mishavim La'avirei, then is Mishavim Mishanefesh for HaRayis because of Kiddush Hashem. But your Aveiras, even if he's Mishav La'avirei, there is no Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem unless it is coupled with Farhese, Le'inazom Yisrael. But if there are no 10 Jews present, so I'm sure Averes, even if the Anus is Mishav La'avirei, there is no Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem. Arayis, there is a Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem, if he's Mishav La'avirei, even if it's Mitzine. So we see that according to Balamoyeh, so the Enes of Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisrael of Arayis is such. But he's still Mechuyev Mesa Nefesh under certain circumstances, Mishav La'avirei, because of the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. So mainly according to Teisves, in regard to Miseras Nefesh and Arayis, there are two considerations. Two Mechayev. One Mechayev is the Yisrael of Arayis. So vis-a-vis Amen, so the Enes of Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Yisrael. Is not Deiche, the Yisrael of Arayis of the man that is become Vasil. But vis-a-vis a woman, so since the whole halacha of Yehoi Valyavir and Arayis, that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, is Arayis, is deduced from Ritziche, and by Ritziche, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, Ritziche become Vasil, but Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, Ritziche, Bishavot Aise, that's what Jesus says in the case of the Kinnik. Or the teenage, so the male of Arayis, Pikuach Nefesh is Nadeche, the Yisra Arayis of the man, which is the Pumvasei. But Pikuach Nefesh is Deche, the Yisra Arayis of the woman, which is the Shevatais. So the Mechayev of the Yisra Arayis as such is not present regarding the issue. That's one Svor of Karkeilom. That's the Svor of Karkeilom on the level, on the Pikuach Nefesh level. But then, just as we see that the Balamoyah, he holds the things of Pikuach Nefesh, he's always the Yisra of Arayis. Even the Yisra of Arayis of the men. Still, there is Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem. So even according to Tesis, that in regard to the men, so Pikuach Nefesh, the Yisra of Pikuach Nefesh, is not Deiche, the Yisya Arayas. But in regard to the woman, so the Pkoach Nefesh is the Yichad Yisya Arayas of the woman, which is the Shema Taise. So the Mechayev of the Yisya Arayas as such is not present, Ligabe, relative to the Yisho. But she should be Mechayeves to the Yisya Nefesh, and in Shishish, if the Anos forces her to submit to it, to his news, so, true, she is not Mechayeves on the score of the Yisya Arayas as such, but let her be Mechayeves on the score of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Just as the Balamoya is Mechayev the man to be Misa Nefesh on the score of Kiddush Hashem. So, Memele Teisves is also Mechayev, according to Teisves, the Isha is Mechayeves to give up her life for Arayas, even though the Yisya Arayas of the Yisho is Nitzche Mipletiklach Nefesh. But let us still be Mechuyeves to be Misa Nefesh because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because of Nitzche Kiddush Hashem. So Teise says, but in the case, so this is what Teise says. Lekel Nimar, Yivomis, Vokomisani Mavir, Lekel Nimar Dipoich, Amayu Mosratzmo, So the Mele, the Mechayev of the Yisya of Arayas is lacking there. Because Pikach Nefesh is there, the Yisya of Arayas of the Yisho, which is Shemal Taisi. Just as Pikach Nefesh is there, the Yisya of Chil Shabbat, so Pikach Nefesh is there, the Yisya of Lissinov, Ligabi the Yisho. But then the question is, maybe the But because of Kiddush Hashem, so he says, but this in itself would not justify Yoel's behavior, because the Eikihu Loyo Yomamso. Here, he was not the answer. He didn't tell her, if you fight back, I'll kill you. On the contrary, he was seeking protection from her. So, he will answer the other rabbi. He should doubt it before him lach here. We hope we are level. He do have his teeth in Hatzel Yisroel. So if it hadn't involved, if the Hatzolim of Klal Yisroel had not been at stake, so Yoel would not be allowed. Would not be allowed if only her life had been at stake. So then, not the Hatzolim of Klal Yisroel. So then Yoel wouldn't be allowed to entice him to Znus in order to have him killed. Because true that the Yisya of Arayas is Nitre. The Yisya of Arayas that is Mishem Al-Taisi is Nitre, but Mitzat Kiddush Hashem. So she would be Mechayeves to be Misa Nefesh herself, if her life had been at stake. But here, her life was not even at stake. But what was at stake? The life, the Hatzole of Klal Yisrael. So Memele, if the Yisya of Arayas is such a Nitre, so then we cannot say, because of Atzolos Klal Yisrael, what she should be Muteres to behave on Yisya Arayas. You cannot. There is the Yisya Arayas that is there. But the Yisya of Arayas was Nitres, because it's Mishav Al-Taisi. But Mitzaktin Shashem, she would be Mechayeves to be Nisa Nefesh herself. So Mitzaktin Shashem, she would be Mechayeves to be Nisa Nefesh, her own Nefesh. But Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, she is not Mechayeves to be Meisa Nefesh, the Nefesh of all Yisrael. So Memele, she was allowed even to entice him. She was allowed even to entice him because of the Atzol of all Yisrael. But had the Atzol of all Yisrael not been at stake, so then she wouldn't be allowed to entice him in order to save one life, because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Masha'imke, as far as the Yisya of Arayas is concerned, so then she would be allowed to do it, even to save an individual life, not only the life of Klal Yisrael, the lives of Klal Yisrael. This is the Shita of Teisves. Now, there is a tshuva in the Neid of Yehudah. So he protests very vehemently against the psak by one of the Gdeli Yisrael, and he doesn't remember exactly I'm not going to keep you after 12 o'clock because today the day is not really the day is shorter because of the time, but insofar as we are concerned. So sunset is earlier. Like this, we have eventually been 5:25 because of the time, so we have to eventually get to 4:25. Now, there is, many made the mistake, the Yehuda did not make the mistake, but many made the mistake that the Marit, who is a Rishon, says that if a woman submits to Zeus in order to save the life of another person, not her own, she does a mitzvah there. The Marit never said it. The Marit never said it. What the Marit does say, there is a tshuva in the Marit. No, I don't have the Marit here. Okay. Anyway, it gets Kup Samar Zayin. In the Behuda, it's Kup Samar Chalet. And the Marit, it's Kup Samar Zayin. It's Kup Samar Zayin. So the Marit has a tshuva. A certain woman committed adultery, a married woman. And then she said that she didn't know that it was also to commit adultery. I mean, that could be possible today, but even in the days of the Marik, there was such ignorance, I mean, stupid women too. So she said she didn't know it's osa. No one ever told her that it's osa for a married woman to commit adultery. So the Marik passed it that she's a sole by this one. Even though the Rambam says that she's mizane beinus, she's raped, she's in teres abalo, and even if she's mizane b'shedik, she's also mitaras abayo. So when the Rambam says mizane b'shedik, it means, let's say the woman didn't know, she thought it was her husband, and it turned out to be somebody else. That kind of ishgobo, so she's mitaras abayo. But if she was not ishgobo in the maise zeus, she was only ishgobo in the avere of zeus, so she has all the Bible, because the Torah doesn't say umualo mualo ba'she v'yisho. So in other words, as long as she was in Zido in the Maisesus, even though she was a Shigeges in the Averosus. And the mention is a guy. The guy is a very strong guy. Because of Gimore, that this was Migile, Kasharovani Tiogodiki. So in other words, until now, at Esther, so was married to Mordechai. So all the time that she was with Ahasuerus, she did not become Asuro. And Mordechai. Why? Because she was forced. But if she refused to go to Ahasuerus, so she would be killed. Mashiach, this time Ahasuerus didn't even call her. So she took the initiative in order to be Matzil for Israel. So she certainly did the heter. And but still, she said, Kasher Obaditi Obaditi, that from now on she would be Asuro to Mordechai. Why? But she did it better. So we see that even when a woman commits adultery, we had a gomo, and there she did a mitzvah daily. After all, Mordechai sent her. So she's still a soul of Bible. In other words, the union of a soul of Bible does not depend upon the Maisavir. It's two separate things. There is a Maisavir of Rishinov, and there is a aloha that if a married woman commits adultery, be rotzi. So not the inis, she's a soul of Bible. So even when she commits a mitzvah, she performs a mitzvah like Esther, or like Yore, the Marik says, she's still a soul Rebaya. Allah has come on the Hamo when she commits a terrific Avera, but Bishgobo, she's a Meres Mutea, so she's certainly a soul Rebaya. But The Marie does not say that a woman, a married woman, is allowed to submit to snus in order to save somebody else's life. That the Marie doesn't say. But the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda has here a tshuva. And he says, "V'yehi raya mi'ester shomot kishim shavadati obadu." והביאה בשמואל בסימן קופה עם חס סיף קוטן דלת סיף קוטן דלת ואני אמר אם לדין יש תשובה שאין ראי מדברי הגמור הכלל שאסתר אסרה על מורך and then he mentions his פשט he mentions his פשט in the Gemara in other words he is חילות הגמרית and he would himself is חילות הגמרית And the Nibiruda says that Esther, that there is another pshat in Kasher Obadeti Obadeti. It's not that Esther went to Ahasuerus while she could be initiated in going to Ahasuerus while she was in Shishish. No. So he says that when Mordechai sent her to Tachshish, does anyone have a Gemara in Gilead here? So Rashi says, "V'asuran loch v'cho." The ishes Yisroel shenenso muteres lebayo uvirotzin asur lebayo. So from Rashi it's mashma that Esther went to Achashverosh without Mordechai divorcing. So Tesis says the kashe, "Kishem shavaditim v'isabo kachavaditim v'cho v'intim aramai lohiyo mikarsho." We take the terrace lands in other words. She remained asur to Mordechai. We had a simple solution to that problem. He could have given her a divorce. So Tesis says, Yesh Lema, Lifi Shekol Maisi Haget, who are behaving, go yore pen disparsing Hadogo in Malus. So he was afraid to give her a get, because get, and so on. So Mimele, So Kashmir might find out, and the whole endeavor to save all Israel would have been frustrated. That's what this is. The Chidusha Rashba Megillah Sikashe, he understands very well that to give a get in the ordinary way, you know, with dating and so on, that would make it notorious and the Kashmir should find out. But the halacha is, with the right thing to get kosher. Ksaviyot, you don't need anything. The Baal, Mordechai certainly knew how to write it. He was one of the Anshikness Sadeo. So, Midraise, Shleish Yogiti. So, is the get is possible. Being Nisaids, is what they say. One of the Gittin is, Kosav the Ksaviyot, they were already. So, Midraise, it's a good get. He get the Ksaviyot without anything. So Mordechai could have written on a piece of paper, on a piece of parchment he had, picks up Yode, and handed over. I mean, Mordechai had no opportunity to see Esther many times. All right, so he could have given it to Shliach, could have appointed the Shliach to hand over that get, to get over that get. So in many ways, she would be in the Rashis. That's the kasha that the Rashba asks. Then the Rashba says, "Hello." That's what he says. In other words, so it's Divrei Agode, so you don't discuss it. I mean that remark by the Rashba itself has to be explained. All right, but this is what the Rashba says. So the Yehuda says the Tema Hanan. In other words, what Buddha says is contrary to Rashi antithesis. But we find many times in Buddha, the Israeli congregation. So Buddha says, in Achanam, that Mordechai did give her a gift. What can we get? The gift of Ksav Yodeh. So that involves not only that involves Eidim and Nisunim. So you have to have the Sheva Brachas, so you have to have a million, 10 people. That certainly would become notorious if he married her again. And to marry her without Chupei Kedushi, without Nisunim, Mordechai wouldn't do. So what was the net result? The net result was that she became Asura to him. Not Asura because of the Isa of the Shishish's insult. She was not a Shishish at that time when she took the initiative and she went to Ahasuerus because he gave her a get. So, the Eved, it's a good get, the Eved. With Rabbon, the get is possible to get the Ksav Yodeh. But she remained Asura on him because of Ponal Bolapnio. So, in other words, as shown face of its one arois, was on as arises, the hita one as arises, one al the chupa be kedushi. And that means, even with all the sheva brachas, because kalab le brocho is asur le bailo kemido. And you cannot have sheva brachas without a minyan, without a soul. So, in the melee, that's why she said, kasher avadu tiyavadu. Kasher avadu tiyavadu. Well, that's the linguri shite, but that's contrary. That's contrary to Rashi, and to Tesis. Anyway, so he says, Vani Omer in Waitin Yeshua, Shein Rayim Divragmore Cloud, Shestanes Wal Mordechai, Upirushachan Yeshua Divragmore. Alright, then at the end he mentions his Pshat. So he says, Umikomoke, Gufadinazeh, She did literally Sheshish, Rizli's Birotze, Kilahatzer Riposhes Eater. The Marik doesn't say it. The Marik only says Ligabi Yoel and Ligabi Esther that they did a big mitzvah. So there, so Teitzer says that the reason is why Yoel did it is because he had to call this one. So on the contrary, from Teitzer's Loshin it's Mashma, only because the lives of Klal Yisrael, not of one Jew, and not of 100 Jews, and not of 1,000 Jews were at stake, but the lives of Klal Yisrael were at stake. That's why she was allowed. But on the contrary, from Tesis Loshnitz Mashma, that if the life of individual Jews, it's possible even thousands of Jews, not the lives of Klal Yisrael had been at stake, then it would be osir for Yoel to entice him with news. So this is, he says, but there were some achrim who were matir, umikomo kim guf din ze, she yemutale sheshish lizlis behotzeh, כאילו חצר נפושה סיימא תאירו, ולא יושע בעיני, מה שרויסי באיזה תשובו, ולפי שאני לאיס עתו בכפר, when he wrote the tshuva, this tshuva he had to be in the village. He didn't tell any story. ויהיו חרויס כאילו באיזה תשובה, וחילדו מעמי שהיא תשובה סבסיאק. תשובה סבסיאק. I think there's the same חבר as the שווסיאק. באנושים ואינושים שהולכו בדרך, ביקור מעליהם ארטוריסטים יחד בסודה עם חבור הסליסטים שכנעיסי להרג אסכולו ויקומו איש האחס מהם מישהו לפסריע מהיג וישחילו להשתדלו עם איש ריש הריסטים לדבורים עד שפיצסי בחלקס לשינו שניסבו לו וניבה לו ביער נצב ועל ביקיים הצילו הסבלו עם כל הנפושס. So her life was not at stake, but the life of her husband was at stake and the life of all the other men were at stake, and she entice him in order to save the life of her husband and in order to save the life of the other man. So the Chuvas Bisyakov Uposak Bichuva Ayi Sheshapir Ovdo Umitzva Rabo Ovdo Sheshidalte Vozel Hatzil Poshis Raksha Afal Pikei Nesral Bayo. So the Chuvas Bisyakov passed me, I think it's the same Chaber as the Shvus Yakov. So he passed that while she didn't do any avere, but asura lebailo she is. Asura lebailo she is. I mean, that depends, I think, in my opinion, it depends upon another child. the machlekes between the Mikkeres HaMishneh and the Yosemeach. And we saw that at that point there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Ramban. But this is what the Yaakov passed, that she performed. On one hand, he passed that she didn't do any aveir in submitting to Zeus to that arch murder, the arch murder, the arch listening. But because she had to do it in order to save the lives of so many people. But on the other hand, that's all the Bible she was. Why? Because this arch listing, he only wanted to kill all the men. But the woman, he didn't try to kill. So mainly she was not an Amusa. That conforms the sheet of Tesis. And Rashi explains that problem. But it doesn't conform to the sheet of the Ramban. We discussed it on Wednesday, that Chabot. But the Bisyakov, why did the Bisyakov pass in that way? Because there is a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramo. How will he pass? Says that Chabobam and Beis, while the Nifoshes Asur Lebai Lahan Afi Lebai Yisroel, the Chal Shimon Shemon Nishat Yisro Kibir Yitzi Chayim Shalo Yageno. So, Teis Yeshite goes so far, that's like the Yosomeach, that even if it was done, even if she submits to Znus in order to save her own life, let's say, the captor wants to kill her because she stole, she committed the crime, he is not interested in being mizane with her. He wants to kill her because she stole, she committed a crime. And she redeems her life by suggesting znus to the captain. So this is saying she's a soul of the Bible. Now it's just like the Yosemeach. The Tanuso is only when there is a maizeness. But when there is no maizeness, but the person submits to an avera in order to save a life, so then she's not considered anusa. And the Ramban is massive. As long as she did it, machmas pachat mise. So melee, she should be considered anusa. I mean, I'm not saying that according to the Ramban, the Beis Yaakov should have passed that she's mitaras l'bayro. But according to the Ramban, I think, but it's not muchach, because we can say that even according to the Ramban, she is considered anuso if she does it in order to save her own life. But if she does it in order to save the life of her husband, she is not considered anuso. However, from the notion of the Ramban, Muhammad is in Sanhedrin, so it appears that it doesn't make any difference whether she does it in order to save her life or she does it to save the life of another Jew. As long as she does it to save the life of a Jew, so Mimele is considered anus. That's how it's mashma, but it's not spelled out by Ramban. So Mimele, it's possible that even according to Ramban, the psak of the Beis Yaakov was correct, that she was asur l'bayro. But certainly according to Tesis, Shite, the psak was correct. I mean, there is no doubt. And then, now let's see how the Shulchan passes, whether like the Ramban or like Tesis. Simen Ebenezer Luchasishe Simen Zayim Sif Yudal Hoyisho Shelech Bisho Biliakum Aldimoni Muteres Afiu Mikun Aldimifoshes Asur Mikune Rifichochim Hoyo Baal Okeyem Neshol. So that's like the Ramban. But if Baal is soiled, she's not Neshol. Why? But Tisve says, since the captor wanted to kill her because she committed the crime, she committed a crime, husband committed a crime, so he wanted to kill her, so maybe in order to save her life, she'll submit news to the captor in order to redeem her life. So that's why Jesus says, even the Bible is spoiled, so the Bible is spoiled. If the husband is a Yisrael, so even if she doesn't make maspachat moveh, she's a musa. So the Mechaba passes like Ramban. Lefichoch im hoyo bailo kinyin esrolo. Mashinki im bailo Yisrael is muteres. So then the Ramo says, v'yei shemrim, da'al bin yifoshin sassuro, afiru im bailo Yisrael, v'chayshino in shemo nisrats Yisrael, kidei she yaguo, teises lo rosh v'atur v'aram. In other words, so the Ramo passes like teises, not like Ramban. So naturally, according to the Pesach of the Ramo, she certainly has all the bailo. Even if she did it in order to save her life, in this case, her life was not even at stake. It was the life of her husband and the other men that were at stake. All right, anyway. So then he says, but the Besyakov at the same time said that she didn't do any Aveira. She didn't do any Aveira. And then he mentions, the Besyakov mentioned the Raya of Esther and of Yoel. So the Yehuda is chilka the Yaakov. He says over there it was an Indian of Hatzomer's clown Israel. Hatzomer's clown Israel, and from Texas it's much more like the Yehuda, not like from the Yaakov. But one thing is sure, from Texas, insofar as the Yisra of Gilarias is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. One Jew or clown Israel, one of Shah, if the Kuach Nefesh of one person is not Deiche the Yisr Arayas of the Isha, so the Kuach Nefesh of 10 million Jews is not Deiche either. There is no difference. But we can distinguish between the Kuach Nefesh of one and the Kuach Nefesh of clown Israel in regard to the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. So that is Teise Shite. Anyway, so from Teise, from Teises, since Teises emphasizes the fact that the Hatzomer of Klal Yisrael was involved, and that's the reason as to why Yoel was allowed, is because the Hatzomer of Klal Yisrael, the implication being that if the Hatzomer of Klal Yisrael had not been at stake, so then she wouldn't be allowed. But not that she wouldn't be allowed because of the Yisrael of Gilarayis. Insofar as the Yisrael of Gilarayis is concerned, So Pikuach Nefesh Joshes is Deiche Chil Shabbos, is Deiche the Yisra Arayis, that is Mishav Altaise. It's not Deiche the Yisra Arayis, we come Vase. But there is the Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem. But if the Atzorah of Klal Yisroel is at stake, so then the Atzorah of Klal Yisroel is Deiche Kiddush Hashem. Masha'im Kei, Atzorah of Yochid, so on the contrary. So Kiddush Hashem is Deiche the Atzorah of Yochid. And that has to be the pshat in Teisves in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, when Teisves says that the posik Berabim Heshiv Noavim has reference to Arim. In other words, what Arim did, what Arim tried to do by making the eagle, because the mob was in such a frenzied state that Arim was sure that if he would fight them back, so they would kill him, and in Yehoreh B'Midrash HaShem came B'Novi, then there was no soul salvation for Klal Yisrael. So Aaron made a mistake in judgment. It on the contrary, had he fought back against the demands of the frenzied mob, so then he would save Klal Yisrael. So Aaron is sanef for the shem because of a mistake in judgment. But the motive, according to Teisves, was sublime. Why was it sublime? But it's Yoel Yaveh. The answer is, in Aaron's mistaken judgment, the Hatzomer of Klal Yisrael was at stake. And apparently, takes the sheet in Sanhedrin is that Pekuach Nefesh is Deichad Yisrael HaVizor. The Pekuach Nefesh is Deichad Yisrael HaVizor. But it's Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, he is Mechuyev to be Mitzat Nefesh himself. So when is it shayach to say Kiddush Hashem? That's only when it's a shayach of Pekach Nefesh of Yochid. But when it's Pekach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, so there is no chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. So that's why Arei maybe. I mean, that's Teise Shite. Now, we'll finish it now. It's a few minutes after 12. But for Sunday, I want to finish the Indian of Yoel Yaveh. So go over the Sugya in Avizorei. That you doubt that when the Gemara is Ezeu Neva, כל שאין נסי בין שאי ונזי בין זרוצים, היום נסך אדום ממסק ורבזי ונסך מלפטרי, so elo mago de hakko hoye de klau is op in gespar op hakos de khal ben is jom ben your chain is and you go over the taste list of a masti flor of zere and hobbits in hobby faresi I mean these states we see that you say this of your holy lord yeah all right and you also if you didn't go over the balamoya and the ramban and hamis is another so you should go over it your chat
okay there's two separate tests
what's two separate tests
Yuria Tessing Suvo Stal Cheshun Heitoshim Membeis, November 11th, 1981, on Sunday.
So you have your father. Anyway, I think I have an extra remorse tonight. Here's an extra remorse tonight. Because the Ri mentions the Girse here, Harize Bolulami Nutzolomi. And he says, here is not a place for that Girse. All right, so the Mohammed says that it's not a Shibush, this Girse. Abaye Omar Esther Gmore the Kashe, who Esther Bifares Yave. So Abaye says, Esther Kakeiro. And Robbe says, I'm a Sassin Shan. Abaye Omar Esther Kakeiro, Moiso. Robbe Omar, I'm a Sassin Shan. Nikatin and Hashke, we pass. The Arizona Gilarayas is the Chazdomi, Leishne Bitsine, Leishne Bitahesie, Leishne Bishasashmar, the Leishne Shalay Bishasashmar, Yehoi Loyabe, the Loyi Boyabe Atsmo, Elatu Kolmi, the Dimotel, the Rabo, Abe, Hanoi Mahmas Abe, Bikimu Abe, the Salolo, Yehoi Loyabe, Kidasin and Hosom. בכל משחפים חוץ מעשר השירו, וכולו כדי איסוסון, והרי רפואו בכל משחפים מעשר השירו, להביא לנזורי, אלו יסנו יהוד מסן ממנו, ואפילו אוכל אי משחפים ממנו, אפילו ריפו נפושס. אפילו ריפו נפושס. כלים אחרים שאי בסכונה, ואם צורך לי מרשים בסכונה. So he says that not only הנזורה ייצאו, is Yoyoyabe. Even what other Rishayim call Abizrael Abizrael. The Balamoya doesn't use the notion of Abizrael. Abizrael means, the literal meaning of Abizrael is a pertinent. I mean, Averes that are pertinent to Abizrael. Or some Rishayim use the another expression, Abak Arayes, Abak Abizrael. I mean, it's the same thing. So, the Balamoya says, not only is there a chiyuv of Miseras Nefesh for Abrizori itself, or for Arayas itself, but even for the Abak, the Abizrai de Abrizori, the Abizrai de Arayas, there is also a chiyuv of Yehoi Moyab. So, Elo, love in the Chim Mishrape, the Fuhr de Chim Mishrape Matz HaShem, the Gemara says in Psochi, the Chim Mishrape, Chutz Matz HaShem, in other words, if somebody is sick and the doctor says he has to eat chazar, he has to eat chayla, he has to eat chometz on Pesach, so he can eat everything because gach nefesh is deicher. But suppose the doctor say that in order to be cured, he has to take a certain medicine, pharmacia sheho. So then he's not allowed to take that as a medicine. Why? Because so the Balmoir and the Ram, you see, they explain, and Rabbi Yehme, they explain it on the basis of Abisrael Amizor. Now, of course, if somebody is Neme Natsya Sheho, let's say a certain herb that is an Natsya Sheho, the age of Amizor, it grows. So he doesn't become Neme Amizor by taking those herbs. But what Issa does it involve? It involves an Issa of Loidobit Biot Chomum Nachir. We saw Bitaiva Bisach, that's a law against being Neme from Amizor. So you're not allowed to be Neme from Amizor. Let's say you have an orange tree, and the orange tree was planted. Lishim Amizor. So that's a Mitzashero. You're not allowed to eat the oranges of that tree. So it's not an Aveira of Amizor itself. It's an Aveira of the Dobit Biot Chomum Nachir, of the Sobitaiva Bisach. You're not allowed to be Neme from Amizor. So even on that Issa, there is Yoya. Now, Tesis in Psochim says, oh, that for Feyom Dao. At the bottom of the dam, don't. Ki osho robin omer abiechen b'chol mischapi chutz v'abizoi do arayes u'shvechiz don. And then omer abiechen omer abiechen b'chol mischapi chutz me'as asher. Heichen don. Ine medike zakone af as asher ename. Vibreke zakone af yukom isum ishvatir ename loy. Leilom dike zakone. Vat loche atz asher loy. Titani rablezer ene. אם נמה בכל נפשך, לא מנמה בכל מידך, אם נמה בכל מידך, לא מנמה בכל נפשך, אלא לא אמה לך. אם יש אודם שיש אודם שאולו כמלומני, לקח נמה בכל נפשך, ויש אודם שמלומני יכול מגופי לקח נמה בכל מידך. So this says, נירו לרי, דמיירה כגי שיוכל ונשחפי מישור עצי, אלו בזה, כגי נאו נשי עם הישוי דברכי, וישוי יאוסר וניתם עושר הביזור, וגם בן דומה, והמזור הפרק שני שלא שכי נוחוש, ובו יעקב איש כבר שחניה לרפא זה, ולמיכה ירד ישמואל, משום דמינוס משהו, ומפורש בירושלמי, בפרק שני השחוצים שהוא יורד צל מיוק חשבוי, בשם זר, אבו העולי, תרבי ששור, כדעמי נוסון, ורבא אבו ירום להם, יעקב, מיני, סמי אשר, אשר. So, תנסה שיטאיז, בודרם ישחיל, אנטיזה. Teisa says that when we say the home is happy, if the doctor who administers that medicine will couple the medicine with a certain lachash mishim abrizor. So the mele is mechuyev to be misalefesh himself, even though the lachash is lemaila lemaila made it. But everybody will see that the doctor, let's say, administers. A certain medicine, and he couples it with a certain lachash l'avrizore, what will everybody think? What will everybody think? I mean, to use an expression used by the Rambam, what will Tikshi Umisayilom, Bereiv Gerli Yisroel think? That he was cured. He was cured by the lachash. The truth is, the lachash had nothing to do with the cure. The cure took place as a result of the medicine that was administered. But since the doctor is an Eved Avrizore and he wants to spread the Avrizore gospel in the world, so mainly he couples this medicine with Lachash. So mainly because of Mashe, so he's Mechuyev to be Mizrech himself. But suppose the doctor just administers a medicine that is a derivative of Atzi Hashevo and he doesn't couple it with the Lachash Lishim Al-Mizore, so there he doesn't have to be Mizor Nefesh himself. So what do we see from Tesis? The Tesis is Chelik and the Shite of Abizrael Al-Mizore. Because what are the Mikiras in the Gemara? for Abisrael and Lizar. What are the Mikires in Gemore for Abisrael and Lizar? So the Mikires in Gemore for Abisrael and Lizar, Abisrael and Lizar, is Atu. One Gemore is Gehom is Rapid Chutz Maatzeh Ashero, and the other Gemore is the Gemore of Maise Be'echot Shehelu Nibetino, Ve'om Ruarefi, Eimel Nifu Achet Iboyere. So Omru Chachom in Yomus, Valti Boyere. So Omru Arefi in Tamil von Barumo. So Chachom said, Yomus Valtamil von Barumo. Tisaper in Macheri Ageder. So Yomus Valtisaper in Macheri Ageder. So that is the other Raya. For Abisrael Raya is here. Tamil von Barumo does not involve an Isser of Arayas as such, it's an Israel of Abisrael Arayas. So that's not an Israel of Arayas. Still, the Chachomim say, Yomus Val Tisaperim Machir Ageda. So that's the Ram's other Raya, that there is a loche of Abisrael. Now, as a matter of fact, so some Rishim say that over there, so the Gemore says, a woman Doma says that she was a Pnuyo. So the Gemore is the Kashi if she was a Pnuyo. So Michael, hi, why did the Chachomim say he has to be a Nefesh? So the Gemore says, because of his special takonish, Shalei Yehi, this Yisroi puts his barayas. So mainly it's his special takonish, not because of Abisrael. But the Ram says, no, we cannot say that. Because the Gemara says, "Bishloim l'mandomar ishishish shapi el mandomar pnuyo Michael Hai." So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Kidei shaloi ibnis Yisroel puts it barayas. Kidei shaloi ibnis Yisroel hefka. But ibnis Yisroel hefka. So that means that only according to mandoma that pnuyo iso. So we have to resort to special takonim. But according to Mandoma, Ishishish or so, you don't have to resort to special takonim. So Mikre Bidine, he had to be Mizrebesh himself. Why? Because of Abisrael. But some Rishonim say, no, there is no Aloha of Abisrael. I mean, Tesis would also say the same thing. Because Tesis says here that when does the Gemara say Matzah Shevo, he cannot be Mizrape, only if the Reife couples the medicine with the Lachash. So then it's Mashah. But otherwise, not. If he doesn't couple it with the lachash, so then one is allowed, the chirishim zakon is allowed to take as a medicine a derivative of Matzah Shevo, even though it involves the law of Vindobim Yot Chomum Nachirem, of Misomi Teiva Visecho, but that's not how it is up. So why does the Gemara say over there, Yomus Val Tamid Lepon Barumo, or Yomus Val Tisaper Imei Machiri Agedea? So Tesis probably explained Gemara that way. In other words, that the Makshin also understood that there was a special takone of this Yisroel puts it barayas. So the Mele, according to the Mandoma, that Ishishisho is so in connection with Znus Mamech, Mikreditine, he's Mechuyev to be Misa Nefesh himself because it involves an Yisroel barayas. So the Mele, the Chachomim Mo Misaki is special takone. The Chachomim were misakei a special takone, and they said that even if it doesn't involve arayas mamish, but just tamidu for barumo tesaperim achir agedea, is in order that this Yisroel should not be putzes barayas, so it's yomus val tamidu for barumo yomus val tesaperim achir agedea, because regarding near mamish is mechuyev. But if we say Pnuyo, so even be a mamish is not Mechuyev Midraise to be Misa Nefesh himself. So why should the Chachomim say Bilisake because of Loye Misisroy puts it by Ayes? So the Gemara says that even if in connection with the Pnuyo, there is still a Takan Chachomim. But if it is a Shishish, so the Makshin also understood that the Tam of Misisroy puts it by Ayes. But the Makshin didn't think that the Chachomim would apply the Takone of Nisisroel Putzes Barayis Ligabe Pnuyo. But in the Chaname, even vis-a-vis Shishish, it's not on the basis of Abisrael, but it's on the basis of a special Takone. I'll be special now. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Torah is mashmid, the whole halacha. The Mechaber does mention that halacha, but the Torah is mashmid, the whole halacha of Yomus Valtisaparim Machere Agela. He's mashmid the whole halacha. I think that the Chavis Yoy, I think so, I'm not sure. It's a number of years since I saw that Shugel Chavis Yoy. I think that the Chavis Yoy says that since the Gemara says that in Tzitakone of Neis Yisroel puts his bar ayes, or when Neis Yisroel have gear, so that was Itakone Rishon. It was only Yerua Shon, and Yesh Gear Yat Chachonim Makadom and Matel or the Fishon. True, I mean, here the Chachonim could be Misakim in the Deiris, because here is Bishem Altais, because all that the Chachonim said, you have to let yourself be killed. So in other words, so he has to be Sheval Taisi, Sheval Taisi, the Chachomim have a Keach, even to be Eichel Deiretz. But I think the Chavis Yoyer explains that way in the Sheet of the Torah, that that was only Rashoi, a temporary Takone by the Chachomim, Kedei Shalei Ibnei Sisroi puts it Barayis, and nor the Shalei Ibnei Sisroi have Keach, it wasn't a Takone with Deiretz. Anyway, so we see from the Torah that even vis-a-vis Shishish, so when is there a chiyu of Miseras Nefesh, it's new smamish. But other Abeires that are only Abizraye, so there is no chiyu of Miseras Nefesh. Why? Because many Rishayim reject the whole concept of Abizraye. Yes, what do you
think? Is it possible that the Ramban, there are children, and have a sacred book, first he said it's not smamish, but it says maybe it's the right stuff because it gets handled. Maybe it's a lot of couple.
Not in other words. So according to the Rambam, there is a chiyuv malchus. If he does it derech tayin, and according to the Rambam, there is no malchus. So there are two rishonim in the Rambam. One rishon in the Rambam is that he doesn't even involve in the rais, and the whole drosha in the safro is sikhukulikal iselbo is nasmach. And then there is another rishon in the Rambam that he does involve in the rais. But malchus there is. In other words, what does it mean? That because there are many Yisuri, many Lav, where the Pshutishal Mikro has referenced one thing, but we deduce from the Midish Atenam impressions then another Issa. So then, malchus there is only for the main Issa that is implicit in the Lav, not for the other Yisuri that are deduced. For example, there is a Lav in the Torah, in Parsha Shekhti, with Sashus Asaitu. With Sashus Asaitu. So it doesn't mean that gay when Mishas Mechon. Even Shalom Mishas Mechon. So the Rambam passes, if somebody will chop down and eat smacho, wasteful, not for a purpose. Let's say if there is a purpose, because the tree is afflicted with a certain sickness, a certain disease, like the trees in Chicago. So most of the trees in Chicago are afflicted with a certain disease, and because of that they chop down most of the trees in Chicago. So then there is no love of Misashkos Aseitzo. But if he one does it wastefully, so then he's higher malchus. But then the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if somebody is Kireya Kirin B'chamosei, Mishabe Kirin B'chamosei, or Kireya Beged B'chamosei, he's also either allowed to raise it. But malchus, he's not chayav. Only if he chops down a tree and it's machal, in a wasteful manner, he's chayav malchus. But if he just wastefully breaks, tears, godim, he's either allowed the rais, and he's the rais. But malchus is not chayav. So the Rambam is in Ramitzes, as the kashe, why not? So the Rambam says that the Pashto Mikro has reference on its machal, because the Torah spells out and so on. So the Pashto Mikro has reference to an Itzmach, but the Chachomim are Marve, others have said a moment in that law, but that's not the Ikar itself. So the Mele, when so it's a lav shebecholis. What is a lav shebecholis in Likud Olam? If the lav has many isur, let's say lisichol adam, so it implies an isur against the achil and say omele. It implies an isur against ichel v'nabhim okin if she dates in afshol, even though the behemoth shchita was already realized in the behemoth, but the behemoth is still with vaheses. So if a person will cut off a limb from the behemoth after shchita, while the behemoth is still with vaheses, and you'll need that while the behemoth is still living, you'll be even an iser raiser. Not even lachai, because shchita removed the iser of even lachai, but the iser of lisechum nadam. So for all these things, there is no malchus. Why it's a lav shebecholis? So remember, if a certain lav implies a certain iser mitzad the pshutei shel mikro, it implies a certain iser. But then mitzad the yudmidei shatino nidreshes ben, so it implies another iser. So that means the ikalav has reference to one iser, and the other iser is nichlal. So we copy the other iser, it has a din of lav shebecholis. Now the pshutei shel mikro of lisashkes eseitzov has reference to an itzmacha, but other efsedim omein are deduced from that lav. So regarding other efsedim omein, it's a lav shebecholis. There is no malchus. Or let's say maltishaktu. So the Gemara says in Makis that if somebody is mashes mikovo, if somebody is eichod yodayim suoveis, so he's in the maltishaktu. Still, so the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, if somebody will eat food with filthy hands or from a filthy dish, he's either allowed the rice of Maltishaktu. But Malkus is not chayav. Why? But the Gemara deduces it from the posik of Maltishaktu. So Bishlei, if somebody is mashing kovov, so there is no maise, so he couldn't get Malkus because he doesn't do any maise. But when he eats biodaikus sovis with filthy, unclean hands, then he should be high in Malkus. So again, the Rambam says, because Pashti Bikro has reference to Achila Shkotzim Omosim. But the Gemara deduces other things from that love. So the Mele regarding other things that are not implicit in the Pshutish of Mikro, it's a love to the Holes. So that's the Pshat in the other Roshim in Rambam. One Roshim in Rambam is the Kirub Boso without B.A. So it does not involve an Israel Raisa, it's only Israel Rabbono. So the whole Roshi is Nasmachte. And the other Roshi is that it's not an Nasmachte, but the Pshutish of Mikro of the Sikhrim of Nikal Yisraelbo has reference to B.A. Mamish. And other Kirub Boso, the Rechtaive, are deduced from that Posik. So clearly there is no Malkus. Anyway, but whether there is an Israel Raisa or there is an Israel Rabbono, so still some Rishenim apply the Aloche of Ab Israel. And even if it involves an Israel Rabbono, we still can apply the Aloche of Ab Israel, because Yesh Kei Aviyat Chachomim Wakadom Natoh Mishem Al Taiz. But
then, so then you don't even have to say it's
Ab
Israel. It's not a separate block. It's the same block, but
Lashon
Chorus
of the Iker
Halacha, right?
But if we don't,
it's a nice one.
If we don't apply the concept of Ab Israel, so true, according to the Rambam, it's a lav mamish, there is malchus. But it's not a rayis, it's another iser. So why should it be Yohoi Mo Yaveh?
Every time it says on Easter, I think also
no, but that's Rambam's aloche. But here, regarding Yohoi Mo Yaveh, so there is a hekesh between Ritziche and the rayis. So the hekesh is between Ritzicha and Arayis Mamesh, not Ab Israel, but some Rishayim say that there is a halacha of Ab Israel. But that's another halacha. But not all Rishayim agree with the halacha of Israel. Tesis, for example, does not agree with the halacha of Israel. Because Tesis says, when do we say that we are not allowed to be Misrafim Matzah Hashecho? Only the doctor couples the medicine with the lachash l'abimzore. So it's mashal l'abimzore. Otherwise, but if it doesn't couple it with the lachash, so then it's mischapim matzah sheiro do. So apparently, Teitz v'shite is that there is no aloha of Israel. So how about the Gemore of Yomus v'altisat v'vim v'machir v'agedea? So we see that some Rishonim explain, even Rigabi Yishishish, they explain this aloche of Yomus or the Zatam Achire Agedea on the basis of his special takone of Yehid Bis Yisroel Putzis Barayis or Yehid Bis Yisroel Hefter. So Mele, but the Makshim himself understood that relative to Yishishish, we can understand there is a special takone of Yehid Bis Yisroel Putzis Barayis. But the Makshim didn't think that relative to Pnuyo there should be such a takone. So the Tarzan in the Teretz, that even relative to Pnuyo there is still such a takone. But even with Gabi Yishishish, if it doesn't involve Arayas Manesh, it's not on the basis of the regular din of Yahweh Yahweh, but on the basis of a special takone. And according to the Torah, the Chavis Yoyah says that takone was only temporary takone. That's why the Torah is mashmit this aloche of Yomus Valtisatri Machir Ageda. And then in the Rosh Rambam there is also a very remarkable deal. My uncle Rav Nachum Krakovsky in Avidus HaMelech, so he takes notice of this deal in the Rosh Rambam. When the Rambam says, and in the Rambam we have to say that, because the Rambam is one of those Rishonim who reject the concept of Abizrai. The Rambam doesn't even mention Bachel Misrapin Chutz Miatze Asher. So I heard from my father Zecher Lvorei, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara Bachel Misrapin Chutz Miatze Asher? So my father said that apparently, according to the Rambam, so when the Gemara says Bachel Misrapin Chutz Miatze Asher, so the Gemara has reference to a case where it's the Derech Avidosa Bikach. Let's say now the Aluche Ba'adam Zori is, if somebody is Eved Avrizoi, the way the idol worshippers, the pagans, worship it, so then it's Chayav Mise. Even if the form of worship involves Bizoi, Zeri Kevin Makudas. So, Zeri Kevin Makudas. So, it's an Aved of Bizoi, but that's the way they worship the Avrizoi of Makudas. So, if somebody will throw stones on the Makudas, so it will be Chayav Mise. Because there have those bikach. So my father said that apparently the Rambam doesn't mention Bachir Mishrafi Chutz Matz Hashiro. But the Rambam says that if a chile, so he says, Umishrafi b'chol Yisurin Shebatiro b'mokim Sakone, Chutz Na'aviyas Kechol. He doesn't even mention Atze Hashiro in the case where the doctor couples the medicine with the Lachash Lachazon. So the Rambam should mention that? No. From the Rambam it's mashma that if it's not a question of Avrizori itself, there is no Yoyo Yaber. And even if the doctor who administers the medicine of Atzi Ashero will couple it with Lach Hashorai, so the doctor does it. But the Chele is allowed to take advantage of the medicine. And if the doctor couples it with Lach Hashorai, that's his problem, according to the Rambam. So what does the Rambam do with the Gemore Chutz Matz Ashero? So, the Rambam applies it to a case where the Derech Avidoso of a certain Avidizore is by eating the fruits of the Asher. Let's say the practice of the Avidizore is to eat oranges of the Asher of Avidizore. So, I mean, their practice is to dedicate, to plant a tree or an orange tree or an apple tree. So, Avidizore, and the way to worship that Avidizore is by eating the fruits of the Eitz Hashemo. Then it's a Mizore Mamish, like Zere Kevin Makules. So in such a case, it's Yod Oyav. Anyway, but the Rambam does mention the Aloche of Yomus Valtisatorim Machir Agedea, but Avedus HaMelech was Mitai from Rosh HaRambam. Everybody should Mitai from Rosh HaRambam. The Rambam says that on the three Averes, it's Yod Oyav. Then he says, in Aloche Tes, Mi Shenosan Inov B'Yishon, V'cholo v'not olomus, v'yomru horifi, ein le refuo ad shetiboy elei, yomus v'al tiboy elei, afilo hoi sopnuyo, v'afilo lidaber imo machir le'agedea, ein yeiru li bikach, v'yomus, v'lo yeiru lidaber imo machir le'agedea, shel yiyu bleis Yisroel hefkea, v'yoveyu bidvor imeilu lifchitz v'arais. So the Avedis HaMelech is in Daif Rosh HaRam, he Rambam should say, yomus, yomim lo yaver. Why did he say? So he says, Eimer no Likach. In other words, because according to Rambam, there is no aloha of Abizrai in Arayis. But here, there was a special takone. And the special takon, and we see that Habisyoya says, according to the Torah, it was only Roshon. It was not even a takon of Deiris. It was only a takon of Fishon. Yesh Keyab Yad Best Lakadom and Nator. So according to the Rambam, it wasn't a takon of Fishon. It was a takon of Deiris. Now, how can the Chachomim be misake in takon of Deiris that he should die? After all, the Rambam shitting is that whenever an anos forces a Jew to be Mechal Shabbos, otherwise he'll kill him. So if he's misanefesh himself, he's in Abidatz Modas. The answer is, but this Abidatz Modas is the Sheval Tais. He just lets the anos kill him. So Mimele Yeshke Abiyat Chachomim Lakadobos Matoro B'Sheval Tais. So the Chachomim were only Eikeya that the Bezdin shouldn't pass him to the woman the Tamid in front of Arumo, because that will be conducive to immorality. But if the woman does it herself, she has no Abiyah. Why? Because only Arayas is your Abiyah. But Abisrael Arayas, there is no Allah of your Abiyah.